Hi everyone. It's 9:24. I got a chance to do a little singing. Take care of my dog. My dog is not feeling well lately. I don't know what's going on with him. His name is Lexington. I think Lexington is about equated to the dog years, but he's really like 7, maybe 8. He haven't been feeling good. My husband got my dog lost, and my son, they lost my dog. It was a story that I put on Facebook about what they did. I want to see if I can move it over to this location so y'all can know what they did. And they was in trouble. Really, really bad trouble. So, but I digress. I'll let that be another story. I'm going to try to move it over to the podcast and see if I can do such a thing. Anywho, my day was interesting today. I still climbed the steps. One of my employees had to go to another location because she couldn't climb the steps. I went to visit the client to help her to get some more information, but she's straight right now. Today she wasn't feeling good. So I just held on to the papers that she gave me yesterday for another day until she recovers from her treatment and dialysis. She said she wasn't feeling good at all. I just asked her, does she have anybody on speed dial that she can connect with? And she said, yes. I said, so make the call. It's so ironic how people come into your life just out of the blue, but it's normal for people like myself who do things for the sake of others. As I mentioned, I sang today. I cleaned up my dog because my dog is not feeling good. I called the vet and left a message for the vet to give me an appointment. So we're going to see. I hope we don't have to put him under, but we'll see. You know, the family's like kind of sad looking. But when they lost him, when he came back, he was different. He wasn't the same. And I think that it was trauma for him. Because he was a house dog, you know. He wasn't really out there from infancy. But we'll see tomorrow. So today I finished up the interviews. This weekend I'll do the transcription of the interviews, but the interview was like, yo, people be saying some crazy stuff. It don't even make no sense. It don't make sense. I don't know no more. It's just like madness. It's just madness out there. You really got to screen the employees today because you don't know who coming up into the environment to cause a scene or who is off the rockers. It don't make no sense. I be saying, please make it make sense, but they got a decision to make on their hands. I don't think they really have a decision because I think that the interviews that I did today for the other location, they speak for themselves. To the clients, huh? Not the clients, but the employees or the people who interviewees. They what they ate game and some didn't. So, whatever. Come on, man. I'm eating ice cream. My husband bought me cookies and cream ice cream. And I put a chocolate chip cookie, or half a chocolate chip, or a quarter of a chocolate chip cookie in there. So it's really good. But, when I think about the interviewees and what I used to go through going for jobs, I didn't, at one point, didn't know how to sell myself. Because I wasn't that type of girl, you know, like braggadocious, talking about me. I was never like that. So when it came time to selling myself, it was difficult. And because you work with these people, you just expect that they would know who you are, but that's not really what it is when you go on interviews. Even if they do know you, you have to go in there as if they did not know you, and just sell yourself. And so, as a interviewer, I now see where I was at and what I might have been saying. And people are not willing to coach you if they know that you're going to be successful. So you're not going to get that. So you have to figure it out on your own. And so, in figuring it out, you may need some ice cream. Maybe you need to sing a little bit to unwind. Maybe you need to think about things that's going on with your pets and your family and stuff like that, just to unwind. Like every day, when I come from work, I don't rush right into the house. Mm-mm. I sit right in my car in front of the door and at the port, and I go up by my garage and just sit there, read all my emails, look at who want me to sing with them, because I got my little fans on small, and I don't never take over anybody's song. I blend my voice with theirs. So even if they're not the greatest singer, by the time I get on this track, they're going to be very happy. And that's out of respect. I like doing that. But I'm not going to be too long tonight. I just wanted to say that I have a productive day. I'm still working on those young people at the job, because they be just busting in your office with, you got a sign on your door saying in a meeting. In a meeting, and they bust in your office and you telling them, no, I can't talk to you, I'm interviewing, and they still trying to ask you a question. Okay. They getting out of hand. So I got something for that crew, that person. But they're going to learn the hard way, and guess what? I'm going to be the one to teach them. So, by the time I retire, they'll be ready. So, like I said, I'm not going to keep you. It's just short. I love you guys. Thank you for stopping by. Subscribe, like, ask me some questions. I can give you some expertise. I can tell you. Believe me, I don't need to know you. But believe me, my wisdom is good. So, bye. And go get some ice cream. Have a good night.